Network. Show. I'm the impromptu fill-in host here for the overdrive hour. Well, actually, we're going to do half an hour here. Alex just asked me to fill in, and I'm happy to do that because, as I mentioned earlier, we are all working together here to get the information out there that you need in order to be free, to stay free. And in this half an hour, I'm going to go into more details about the Institute of Medicine report that we were just talking about here with Alex. I'm going to talk about the FDA a little bit, and we're going to get to some of your calls. Now, I noticed there are quite a few callers who have been on hold for some time. I want to get to you, and even if your subject is not FDA related, I'd be happy to take your call. Some of the trolls out there, if you try to call in thinking I'm going to be an easy target because I'm not the usual guest, I'm just going to hang up on you. So if you're going to call in, be talking about freedom and be on board with this program. If you just try to use this to attack Alex or something like that, you're not going to get it, make any headway here whatsoever. Now, by the way, just want to mention, and I appreciate Alex inviting me to fill in for this half hour. I wrote an article about a week ago called "Is Alex Jones for Real?" And this article really lays out what I personally think about Alex Jones and why I'm here and why I really appreciate this team, the entire InfoWars team, and what they are doing and the way in which they approach things. It's a very effective, probably the most effective alternative media source on the web, on the radio, around the world right now that's spreading truth and the information you need to know about all the topics that really matter. The economy, politics, health freedom, food freedom, genetically modified foods, all of these issues, Alex Jones is breaking it down for you here every single day. Now, just for some background, so you know, look, there aren't too many people that I really admire. I mean, it's a very short list. It's people like Thomas Jefferson. It's people like Ron Paul, people like Samuel Adams, who I'm just lucky enough to share the last name with there. But in terms of people operating today and actually active people out there in the world, those who I admire, it's a very short list. Paul Craig Roberts, definitely on the list. But it's not a huge list. Alex Jones is someone I truly and honestly admire for his courage. And that's what I laid out in that story, which has been very widely read and very popular, actually. Because you got to understand that people like Alex, and to some extent myself, we would really rather be out fishing somewhere or having free time or maybe even exercising on a treadmill. I mean, I've actually lost some of my exercise time because I'm working so hard on Natural News. And I've seen pictures of Alex Jones when he was pumping weights and super buff. And, you know, he's put a lot of time into this and he hasn't had time to go do the personal exercise that I know he enjoys doing that he wants to do because he's sacrificing his time to be here to do this show. And I understand that because this is what patriots do, committed people. This is what they do because they're dedicated to spending their time making a difference in this world for your future, even if it means sacrificing some of their own time, even time with family sometimes or personal time, time off. You don't see Alex taking time off. I don't take time off either. I just spent the weekend working on this Institute of Medicine report. But that's why I'm here. I just want to be on the record of why I'm here and why I'm really just humbled and happy to be part of this organization. And I know you understand that, especially the longtime InfoWars listeners, the big time supporters, advocates of everything we're doing here, a fill-in host here from time to time during overdrive hours. Now we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to get right to your calls. Sorry to make you wait there. We're going to talk to Zachary, Richard, Mark, Roger, James, and others when we come back. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show Overdrive Edition.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We are into overdrive here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and we're going straight to your calls in this segment. Let's go to Roger in Missouri. Sorry for holding, are you holding so long, but what can I do for you today, Roger?
Hello, Mike. I read your article, and I agree with it 100%. And was you happen to be listening to the show a couple of weeks ago when Alex had the farmers call in?
Yes, I was. I listened to that show, yes.
Okay, I'm the guy that called and was talking about the black helicopter.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, I remember your call. Yeah, you said they were so close that you flipped them off, and they flipped you back off as well, right? Yeah. That was you.
Yes. Okay. I don't believe in coincidences. And the very next Friday, at 10 minutes to 11, right before our show come on, was getting ready to go on a camping trip, and me and a friend of mine was walking down the lane to feed my horses. And guess what I heard? Helicopter coming. And I turned around immediately and started back to the house. And my friend didn't know what was going on. And he said, well, are we going back to the house? And I said, well, I'm going to get my rifle. And I went and I just leaned it up against a tree. And the black helicopter came right back. And he flew over two or three times, and you could tell they was trying to see who was there. So finally I said, heck with it. And him and I just walked on down to feed the horses, and they hovered right on top of us.
So is this, you think, them saying, we're watching you, we are listening to you, and we want you to know that, or what's your interpretation of it?
That's my interpretation. But my friend, I told him to take out his phone and take pictures. Every time he'd take a picture, they'd fly off, and then they'd come back. But the gist of it was I wouldn't look up at him. And he told me, he said, they have a camera.
Sure, yeah.
And what they was wanting me to do is look up, and I wouldn't do it.
Okay. Well, wear your boonie there, Roger, and don't let them get a face shot of you. But I would advise you to get yourself a high-powered camera. Get some shots of them. If you hold the camera in front of your face, they can't get a clear picture of your face. Get some photos of them and send them here to InfoWars.
Well, I'm going to try to, if I could figure out how to do this, download those pictures from his phone onto my computer and send it to you guys. But I just want everybody to know is, in YouTube, they're listening to this show.
Of course they are. Yeah.
That
of course they are.
They knew I was the one that called in, and they wanted to come back and say, hey, you're not getting away with anything.
Well, Roger, this goes for you and everybody else out there. We need more people with cameras and video cameras and high-powered cameras, not just the iPhone, cell phone cameras. Those aren't really high resolution. Folks, get more cameras going, and you can get more proof and more footage that InfoWars will share and air, and that's crucial for all of us to remember. You know, photographic evidence is one of the ways that we can really defend ourselves against this kind of what sounds like an intimidation tactic. And, Roger, I appreciate your call. It's great to get an update from you. Want to go to Zachary in California, who's been on hold for a while. Zachary, how are you today, sir? How can I help you?
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me? Am I clear?
Yeah, it's clear. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, by the way, me and my girlfriend and I went to Vilcabamba, but you had already left back to Texas. But, yeah, everyone's talking about you down there in Ecuador.
All right, great. Glad to know you're getting around there.
So I want to make it real quick, though, for the other callers. I don't know if there's another callers after me, but there's a were you on the phone? Were you there with Alex when you guys were talking about the secret space program?
No, I was not here in studio, no.
Okay, well, Alex even had his dad come in, and he had him talk about being in Montana and seeing things up in the sky like satellites, but things that would go 90-degree angles. Some guy called in and said he worked at Area 52, and he was talking about Star Trek-type technology. Anyway, I think Alex needs to have a whole show on the secret space program. Anyway, there's something called Project Camelot, and they have a lot of whistleblowers that come out. And we actually saw them down there in Ecuador. They had a conference. Anyway, Project Camelot has these whistleblowers come out, and it's very important information. I think the listeners are going to love this stuff. Like, there are Moon and Mars colonies with 500,000 people on them on the Mars.
Well, James, I hear you, James. I just, you know, Alex normally doesn't focus on what he calls little green men type of stories, although I know he did cover the space plane technology and some secret military technology that's out there. It's just, you know, obviously that's his choice of what he wants to cover. I'm just telling you up front, he normally likes to focus on more Earth, like, you know, grounded politic type of issues. But what's the number one thing you think that the producers here need to look for to cover the stories you're talking about? What should they follow up on?
Am I back on?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay, well, I have a little card here. I just want to, can I please just say these things. Okay, we're on the ground, and we get these military night vision. I go out with Ed Grimsley. He's been on Coast to Coast. And we see these things up in the air. Now, this is very important. This is the most important issue that we have because this is the greater picture. Now, basically, these craft are up in the mountains. They go have 90-degree turns. The secret government has these reservations. Apparently, you know, Alex had Buzz Aldrin come on the show and talk about the monolith on Phobos. And Alex even mentioned how science acknowledges there's at least 12 dimensions stacked up. Now, think about it. Like, past lives, the extraterrestrials, your soul, and God, they're all so deeply, deeply intertwined. Alex mentioned CERN opening up wormholes to channel interdimensional entities.
Yeah,
and
he covered CERN.
What you're talking about. And the ETs are responsible for the eugenics, the abductions, the whole gray thing. Now, the whole little gray man thing, you can make fun of it all you want. But this is the most important issue we have. The Anunnaki and the Nephilim, they're in the Bible.
I hear you, Zachary. I hear you, man. I'm glad you're sharing this information. Some of this, you got to get some footage and send in the footage. I mean, some of it is very difficult for people to latch onto unless there's more photographic evidence or leaked papers from ex-military files and things like that. So if you can get some of that stuff, I know the InfoWars producers will take a look at that. I appreciate your call, Zachary. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to, the caller screen's blank here. Let's go to the next caller who's holding, I believe, from Michigan, if I remember correctly.
Hey, how you doing today, Mike?
Yeah, James, is that your name?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for calling in, James. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a couple things I want to say real fast. I have family out in Farwell, Michigan, and they're sending their daughter to kindergarten, and they're forcing their daughter to learn the Chinese language in their school or she won't pass the kindergarten.
Wow.
Then there's another thing. I was outside, and a sheriff pulled up and started to talk to us, and he started asking for IDs and stuff. And I brought up the Constitution about our constitutional right, and he threatened to arrest me, started bullying me, thinking I'm going to kiss his boots. And it's just all this bad things going on. It's getting ridiculous.
Well, listen up. You know, in this slave nation police state, you're not allowed to invoke the Constitution anymore, especially not in a courtroom scenario. So he was probably a little ticked off that you think you have rights. How dare you think you have rights? Now, about learning Chinese in kindergarten, first of all, I don't know how much Chinese a kindergartner can even learn. I mean, it took me years to speak some of that language as an adult, and I'm still not totally fluent in it. But, you know, Chinese is obviously a useful language to know in terms of what's happening with our world. But I agree with you that no one should be forced to learn Chinese or Spanish or any other language. It should always be a choice, and it should be up to the parents and not the school system shoving these issues down the throats of these children. Is there anything else you wanted to add to that, James?
Well, it's just I can't believe how our sheriffs are trying to be bullies to us because we're bringing up the Constitution. They're sworn to protect the Constitution.
You know, most of the time, sheriffs are actually, you know, like Sheriff Mack, who's been on this show, sheriffs, by and large, tend to be the good guys. So you must have run into a bad apple out there who just is on a power trip or an ego trip or something like that, James.
Yeah, you're right. That's what he was, too, because he called back up and got out of his car and got all loud with me and threatened to arrest me. And it's just getting terrible nowadays.
Yeah, you're right on. I appreciate your call. Thanks for sharing that with us. And folks, remember, do firmly stand up for your rights, but don't escalate situations with sheriffs or even police because they are trained to fight escalation with more violence on their side. So stay calm, stay chill, state your rights, know your rights, and stand firm in your belief that you are protected by the Bill of Rights, and you'll have more leverage in those kinds of encounters. But thanks for your call. Now, Richard in Indiana, thanks for joining us, but want to warn you, we're about to go to a break. But very quickly, Richard, what's on your mind and how can we help you?
Hi, Mike. It's a pleasure. I wanted to ask what you mentioned earlier in the broadcast about forced inoculations, and I believe that, too, will come to pass. When that happens, how do you think this will play out when people such as myself that's on retirement and it goes as far as shutting your Social Security check off your bank down? How do you think it'll play out when there's millions of us who are informed and will say no? Where do you think this will go?
That's a really good question, Richard. I was actually pondering that as I drove here today to be on the show. And the first thing I realized is you have to be able to track people. So they have to have a tracking technology in place. Now, whether that's an RFID chip, which they're calling now electronic tattoos, or whether that is a vaccine bracelet or some kind of paperwork that you have to carry around, I'm not sure yet. But that's step one. So they got to have a vaccine tracking technology. I think that's where some of the military defense contractors are coming into play. But then secondly, you got to look at the quarantines. If they mandate vaccines, those who refuse to be vaccinated are very likely to be quarantined, which means perhaps the CDC would be leasing camps or facilities like FEMA camps from FEMA, just as an example, and then making those quarantine camps where they throw you in with all the other people who have refused the vaccines. I mean, what do you think about that scenario? Does that sound like a reasonable way this might play out?
Yeah, and I wondered about that becoming reality. Would there be house-to-house searches? And if you said no in your doorway, give me liberty or give me death, what do you think would happen?
Well, I think they would just shoot you, frankly, because that's what they've been doing increasingly now. Very violent government raids, armed raids. I think they would become quite violent. Richard, I want to continue with you on the other side of this break, if you'll stay on hold with us. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, the Overdrive segment. I'm your host here, fill-in host Mike Adams, and stay with us right after this break. We'll continue with this conversation.
countless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level, whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income. It's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
All right, welcome back, folks. Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here filling in on this Overdrive segment. We have a caller, Richard from Indiana, that we're going to go to in just a second. He asked about what's going to happen if they have a mandatory vaccination policy. How's that going to play out? I think that's a really important question. Now, if you recall, the Institute of Medicine that we talked about with Alex here on the air before the Overdrive section here, the Institute of Medicine will undoubtedly be cited as the authority claiming that vaccines are perfectly safe and therefore mandatory vaccination policies are good for the nation. So watch for that. In the next disease outbreak, which I think could be coming as early as this fall, The government will say, well, with mandatory vaccines, no problem, because the Institute of Medicine said there are basically very few side effects. Watch for that. Now, Richard, let's go back to you. Are you still on the phone with us?
Yes. One more quick question, and then I'll let you get on to other callers. What can we do, those who are informed, who are the resistance, to help avert even getting to the doorstep of forced vaccinations? Obviously, writing our congressional members doesn't do much. Is there anything else you could tell us what we could do to help stop this before it gets to that point?
Well, I think what you're doing right now is a great example of it. You're calling in here to the Alex Jones Show. I think we need to get to activism at the grassroots level. You need to share the stories that are published on Infowars.com. You need to tell people about what's going on. I think the more people are aware of the real dangers of vaccines, the more difficult it's going to be for government to put a mandatory vaccination policy on us. And if you remember, during the H5N1 scare, many of the nurses and hospital workers in New York and Boston and other areas resisted that. I mean, they protested right there on the streets and were adamantly against forced vaccination. So that's a good sign. But it means that the feds are going to have to create a very large infectious disease, false flag type of event to convince people to take vaccines. That's why I'm thinking theoretically, one of the possible scenarios is a government-induced outbreak of infectious disease through the vaccine. So, I mean, that's conjecture, of course, but we've seen weird things like that happen before. But thanks for your call, Richard. Some really good questions, and you brought up some good points. Now, I'd like to go to Mark in Georgia. Thanks for holding, Mark. How can I help you? And thanks for being on the air with us today.
God bless you, sir. I guess first, can you hear me okay? I
just
put my microphone from my iPhone up.
Yeah, I can hear you, Mark. Yeah.
I like to my electronically. My YouTube ID is a rad disciple. It's like radical and disciple crushed together. I just went to a town hall.
I can't quite hear you there, Mark. It's cutting in and out. I apologize. We got to go to John in Texas.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, John. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, I'd like to thank you for all the work you do. I've been following your work for quite some time. In fact, I start off my day every morning updating my files by going to your emails. And I'd like to point out that the whole concept of infection is really an illusion. And that vaccines and even viruses are really scams. And what I'd like to propose for you and everyone else who's trying to wake everyone else up about the vaccines is to consider the possibility that a virus is not what we've been led to believe. And when we try to warn other people and we keep warning people about the viruses, we're actually perpetuating the myth that there is an infection. One of my students worked with you. You guys did a 6-hour audio tape. His name is David. I won't say anything else. I don't want to plug anything.
All right.
You probably know who he is.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
right.
Great guy.
He confessed to me after we worked for 2 years. He said, John, you know, everything you told me, I understood. You know, you saved my life. I was dying. And I know everything you're telling me is true, but the virus concept was something that I couldn't wrap my brain around. It took me 2 years before I finally could understand what you were trying to tell me. And I'd love to send you some information if you're interested on this to find out more about it.
Well, for those who are listening, and it might be, you know, this is sort of new information for a lot of people, but I know exactly where you're coming from. In modern medical science, there is a reductionistic point of view where everything has to be a physical object. And they say that a drug has to interlock like a key in a lock with a molecule. It has to fit like a physical, you know, tumbler system, and then that unlocks the molecule. I mean, you know that that's fiction. I know that that's fiction. But that is the terminology by which most people, even those in alternative health, currently talk about things today. You know, and I'm sorry, John, we're out of time here in this Overdrive segment. You raised some good points. We'll get into more of that later. But I just want to thank those for listening here today. Thanks for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for your calls. Thanks for having me on as a guest, Alex. And join us in the future. The retransmission of this entire program begins right now. Thank you.
Here on the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, this product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Okay, we're going to your phone calls.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, the great interrupter, even interrupting my own liners. Can't do any better than that. I hadn't played that liner in a while. I forgot how long it is. Okay, it is Monday. It is the 29th day of August, 2011. I want to go to your phone calls. Then coming up, Gore. Global warming skeptics are this generation's racist, and he says that we've got to be ostracized, demonized, and ultimately, like in Europe, they're trying to say it's like Holocaust denial. They want to make it illegal. That's been actually called for. Al Gore plays the race card, but he's the real racist. Very important article by Paul Joseph Watson pointing out that the carbon taxes alone, the Copenhagen Treaty writers admitted, would kill at least a billion people in the next decade if implemented, because most folks are on $2 a day or less worldwide. More than half that money goes to food. You increase the energy prices that go into the food, it will be a death sentence. Not to mention the biofuels that he spearheaded. He's now had to admit that his biofuels, after he got caught, have killed millions. And he's been the big guy pushing those. It's one thing to put your waste into biofuels, but to have most of our corn crop in this country going into biofuels, not even corn syrup, certainly a death sentence. Also, Disney factory faces probe into sweatshop suicide claims. Human rights campaigners say Chinese factories are using children as young as 14. We're talking about 120 hours of overtime per period, standing for 12 hours nonstop, and having to huff the deadly gases. That's the big thing, is that, man, I worked in a print shop for 3 months. My buddy got me a job, and I thought, well, this is $12 an hour. This is better than $8 an hour working at a golf course or something going to college. And they said, okay, you're on the shrink wrapper. And I was high as a kite every day by lunch. A few times I even went and threw up in the bathroom. And after about a month, I said, I'm going to have to quit. I can't run that shrink wrapper. I said, I don't care if there's a fan over there. It's not working, this big industrial shrink wrapper back in the back of the building. And I said, I'll do anything else. They said, fine, you'll be the one that unloads the pallets and everything. And then they put me back on the shrink wrapper. And I said, I just can't do this. I mean, can you imagine working in these factories where there's no environmental standards, no nothing? Again, that's why the globalists want to put more and more regulations on us, because then it moves everything to China, which they own, increasing their profits. They put regulations on Western companies to make it impossible to operate, and then they make you move to China where there's no controls. So that's coming up. Sex offenders paid to babysit, Chicago Tribune. There's a lot more to this story than just what they're reporting. The State Department of Human Services poorly vetted babysitters for years, and when in 2009 law forced better checks, it took nearly 18 months to start them. The newspaper investigation on child care assistance program. Multiple-time rapists, drug dealers, pedophiles. Well, remember 5 years ago, CNN reported on it? Thousands of missing children in Florida. The CPS was taking them out of state. It turned out that number one, number two, and number three heads of CPS were all convicted child rapists. They said, oh, what an accident. It's not an accident. That's who they recruit. I heard Travis County a few months ago on the news. They played a clip of Commissioner's Court trying to pass a law at the county level that they can hire felons. And quite frankly, they put so many people in prison who don't deserve to be felons. I could see that with this giant prison population. But the problem is then they want to hire criminals because they're criminals. All right, so that's coming up. Secret vaccine industry ties and military involvement with Institute of Medicine. We're going to get into Libyan rebels killing black Gaddafi supporters. That's now confirmed, even the Washington Post. As expected, widespread racist murders in Libya at the hands of rebel forces. Revealed, al-Qaeda kingpin is new military commander of Tripoli. That's now confirmed. BBC responds over false Tripoli footage. They put out fake video of people celebrating. Told you, now it's admitted. Lockerbie case, Libyans won't deport bomber. The new al-Qaeda leaders won't deport him. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, or even worse. The liberation of Libya, NATO, special forces, al-Qaeda join hands. Libya, the greatest betrayal in handing over Libya to al-Qaeda. The line has been crossed forever. Tripoli psychiatric hospital overwhelmed by war fallout. Absolute humanitarian disaster over there. And it's not like Gaddafi was still engaging in terror. He rolled over for 7 years, started giving all the major investments to Goldman Sachs and others. He sold out to the globalist. He's a bad guy. They're bad. But you notice that right when he tried to come in out of the dark, come in out of the cold, that's when they set him up and are now putting folks even worse in. Okay. Only in America, as Don King would say. Let's talk to Joe in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Joe.
Alex, greetings from the city of brotherly corruption.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen anything about this Army Ranger Captain John Leonard Englund who killed 4 people in 2 states over here during the hurricane?
No, but we could search his name. Let me just get my mouse working here. Oh, this mouse is driving me insane. It either moves too easily or won't move. What's his name?
It's John Leonard. And the last name is E-G-L-A-N-D.
Yeah, there it is. Police, Virginia, soldier kills 4 in Virginia, PA, shoots cop, kills himself. And I'll learn more about that, but tell us about it.
Well, it seems like this guy from the stories I've read, it looks like they're making it out to be some sort of domestic dispute. He apparently killed his estranged wife, her boyfriend, the boyfriend's son, and then traveled up here to Pennsylvania outside of Philadelphia and killed her mother.
Well, any cop will tell you domestic disputes are the worst. That Richard Poplawski that killed three cops, he had two pit bulls that were urinating everywhere. His mother said, "You're kicked out of the house if you don't get rid of them." He threw a fit. She called the cops. He was drunk. He killed the cops. And then it turned out he hated me and was attacking me all over the internet. So what did the ADL Southern Poverty Law Center do? They said that he loved me. Any excuse to demonize this radio show?
That's the ADL Southern Poverty Law Center is immediately what I thought of with that warning about returning veterans coming and how they could pose the most danger to us ordinary citizens. It's just there's something not right about this story, and then he apparently kills himself after he drops off his daughter at a local hospital and then goes off into the woods and kills himself. Although nothing's been officially declared.
Well, I'll tell you, the veterans are not the number one threat for, quote, terrorism, but as their pensions get cut, as they look, I appreciate your call. Let me just briefly speak to this since you raised it. If you take men and you put them in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or even 6 tours of heavy combat, especially special forces types, and what they know how to do is release their killer instinct, and they've got post-traumatic stress issues, and they come home, and the government takes their pension funds away through inflation and through cuts, as they're now announcing they're going to do, and as family pressures and everything else happens, imagine you're a veteran. You come home, you've been through absolute hell, you're back in spoiled, rotten America with a bunch of people griping, complaining at you, and all you know how to do is kill people. You're going to go crazy and you're going to kill a bunch of people. That's why the Postal Service has the term going postal, because it's full of veterans and people, because they give veterans preferential hiring. And you got a bunch of vets in there, and whenever things go wrong, it's been advertised to them as a way to deal with it, is kill your supervisor, kill yourself. That's what's going to happen. Now, you add to this that you have a lot of suicides and killings with one tour in Vietnam or one tour in Korea or World War II. I mean, everybody knows about the old vet that lives down the street. I mean, I got to tell you, all the old vets I knew that were my grandfather's World War II buddies, they were all really nice, but you hear stories about them. You know, if anybody crossed them or anything, they were just ready to kill. And that's why the police always leave the old vets alone, because they know this person is just ready to start killing people. And that's the way it works. And that's why it's so dangerous they're hiring people that have not been in one tour, but 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They found out in World War I, don't have somebody serve more than 1 year in combat. Some people thrive in it, but a big percentage, 35-40%, become extremely unstable. Now, what are they doing? We showed you the DPS memo here in Texas a month ago. They are quietly discriminating and only trying to hire combat veterans. Now, what's going to happen with a combat veteran who's got serious screws loose when they pull you over and tell you they want to search your car and you say no? They're going to pistol whip you. They're going to taser you. They're going to shoot you. That's why more and more you'll see veteran cops, they just get somebody on the ground and nobody knows why, and they just start shooting people because they have flashbacks. I've had family that came back from Vietnam, and for 2 years after, there'd be a backfire on the street. They'd jump under the table because, you know, they'd been at bases with mortar attacks. I mean, this is just what happens. And so we're going to have a giant police force made up of military, but then it gets worse. For at least a decade, they've been testing amphetamines, amnesiacs, steroids, aggression drugs on the troops. They have got them so hopped up on drugs, it would make your head spin. They're giving them experimental malaria drugs that admittedly cause psychotic breaks. Then when they get home and are depressed, they give them, what do they give them? Prozac-type drugs. On their own insert, says causes psychotic breaks, psychotic behavior. You give a battle-hardened killer And that's what they are. They're killers. They're trained killers. They're trained to kill people, to blow things up, to burn things. The Army admits they have troops in Afghanistan and Iraq where they go in villages and kill everyone. Kill everyone. And now they're going to come back here. And they're going to kill people. We're going to get to that Cheney news a little bit later. I'm going to continue with calls here. Let's go to Johnny in Kansas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
You're doing a fantastic job, man. I mean, I've been listening to you since about 99, and I used to try to get on your show, and it was a challenge at best.
Well, good to have you here. What's on your mind?
Sorry about that. Got a couple of things here. We just had a vet that's supposed to have went off here, and I think he started at Oklahoma. And according to the stories on the news, he raped a 12 or 13-year-old girl and then beelined to Texas. Have you heard about that? They just caught him.
No, but I see articles every day about vets going crazy.
This one here, as it laid out in front of me, it struck me that this guy was kind of sounds like a psyop.
Oh, you know that's going to happen. It's a psyop to advertise first behind the scenes and now publicly that vets are going to start IEDing, improvised explosive devicing, every police department in the country. They tell cops, vets will attack you. Now they advertise it so unstable people are, and the system knows exactly what they're doing, are going to hear that and think, I won't go shoot up my family. I'll bomb someone. And so they're advertising it. Again, every time somebody jumps off the Brooklyn Bridge and they advertise it, other copycatters rush to do it. Every time somebody climbs the enclosures at major high-rises in Chicago, New York, or L.A. and jumps off, cops are stationed for the next 2 days because crazies see it on the news and go, I'm going to do that. And that's why when this country's faced real terrorism in the 60s and 70s, some of it Soviet-funded, they would not give it attention in the news. When real terrorism is ignored, only fake terrorism is promoted. Go ahead.
Let's get on to some national terrorism with the earthquake and the hurricane.
Yes.
All right. Have you heard that they've got evidence that the earthquake was a nuclear detonation underground?
I know that there's underground areas in Colorado and D.C., and I know that scientists have said it was highly unusual in both places, but particularly in Virginia and D.C., and I know that they have these type of systems, but I don't think there's any evidence to the fact that I've seen. I mean, I've seen the sites that always speculate.
I had some information come out of Canada that had the actual, supposedly had the actual seismology graph that showed the earthquake, and there was no buildup like a natural earthquake.
No, I did see that. Even the Washington Post said there wasn't a buildup, and there wasn't plates in that area. It's very unusual, very suspicious, and you know, that's why I read the New York Times admitting that you can create earthquakes with explosives. They can drill, pump the explosives in, detonate them. If they have the computer maps of the seismology, if they detonate it right in the key area. I appreciate your call. Interesting points. Good to hear from you, Tim. Let's go now to Tina in Indiana. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's actually teeny, but that's okay. I wanted to ask, did you know anything about the pharmacist giving out flu shots, that it's mandatory for them to do that? And they have to have a quota that they got to meet for these flu shots?
Well, I know they admit now there's quotas for cops to give tickets and generate revenue, and I know that they do tell at some of the big chains, because I've been sent the memos on it by pharmacists, that it's their job to basically push flu vaccines, just like businesses push a customer loyalty card. And I know that I've gone to get a prescription filled and had them push it on me, so I start preaching at them. And I know that they are trying to order pharmacists and medical workers to take vaccines to be able to work in the medical field. But lawsuits have borne out that that's unlawful and uncivil, and you can lose a lawsuit. So, they try to bushwhack and bamboozle doctors, nurses, janitors in hospitals, pharmacists to take vaccines. But the last H1N1 shot, they admitted, doubles your chances of getting the regular flu. I mean, that's the Canadian government admits that as a dangerous vaccine. I mean, it's real simple. I'm sorry, go ahead.
A pharmacist, because I was talking to her about it, and I had mentioned to her, I says, don't you know that your flu shots have mercury in them? And they're going, oh, yeah, we know, but it's just such a low dose that even pregnant people can take it. And I'm going, oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, until 2 years ago, in every medical manual worldwide, in fact, we posted an article by a doctor last week about this, it said, do not give a vaccine to a pregnant woman. Not just the mercury, but the autoimmune response can cause a abortion, a miscarriage. And now they say it's good for pregnant women to take them. Just like Rick Perry says, you know, take this Gardasil shot. It'll maim you or kill you, but hey, take it. Stay there. I want to hear more of what your pharmacist friend told you on the other side. Then we'll go to other calls. Stay with us.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Soldier issue, you reap what you sow. You train millions of young men in the last decade how to kill. You send them into third world hellholes to kill, to torture, to grow opium fields. And when they come home, the system is going to use their rapine to take everybody's liberties. On one end, they're going to make them cops to use against the public. And on the other hand, use those that aren't police as a pretext to sick the paramilitary police on us all. This is the tale of the New World Order problem reaction solution system. I'm going to go back to Teeny in Indiana, and then to Tim and many others that are patiently holding. I want to remind listeners that we are launching the new TV show every weeknight, 7 p.m. It will stream to you at prisonplanet.tv. And we're going to have special reports many nights of the week that expand the show. We're going to premiere documentaries at prisonplanet.tv. We are upping the fight against the globalists. We've hired reporters. We are just really intensifying what we're doing, because if not us, who? And this is going to allow us to focus and condense the information so that it's absolutely effective when you pass it on to others. We're going to have functions with the newscast where if you're a member, you can download it and then send it to a friend. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, please become one today, and your membership supports and funds our critical operations. PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go back to Teeny in Indiana. So briefly, what did the pharmacist tell you?
Well, she just basically told me that mercury, you know, it was such a low dose in there that it's not harmful. And, you know, after I heard that, I just couldn't think anymore, you know.
And when they tell her she has to take it to have her job, she doesn't ask to see the law or ask to see the regulation.
The thing is I worked at that pharmacy with the pharmacist that I spoke with. I worked there. And let me tell you, I'm 53 years old. The last time I went to the doctor was the day my daughter was born. She's 32 years old. I'm healthy. I don't need to go to the doctor and get all these medications. And when I started working at the pharmacy, I said to myself, now I know why I don't go to the doctor. You know, because I don't want them to prescribe me for things that...
Every week, people that I've known for years, I hear that they've died. And it's always when they go in for a spider bite that's gotten well, but the doctor wants to cut it out. Or it's when they go in to have a hernia fixed and they die of flesh-eating bacteria. I mean, I have lost so many friends and acquaintances who go in totally healthy and are killed in the hospital. And the government even admits 350,000 people die from negligent complications. 300,000+ die from drug interactions. I mean, the most dangerous thing in America are the hospitals. I'm not saying that hospitals aren't great for trauma, like a broken leg or a car wreck, and there are a lot of great doctors. But there's also a lot of doctors who shouldn't be doctors. And it's only getting worse. I mean, I stay away from the hospital like the plague. I appreciate your call. Let's go to, I don't want to cut this caller short, but we'll see here. Let's talk to Tim in Utah. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I appreciate your 70s bumper music.
You bet.
Back in time. Hey, I got a couple of questions. I've been studying the fascist globalist control freaks for about 20 years. And a couple of weeks ago, you were talking about suppressed high tech that they've been developing, you know, for the last few decades. Why do you think they never really roll that stuff out to scare the heck out of people? They just, like, play with it a little bit here and there, but they don't really take advantage of all that technology that they've been developing. Does it just seem like there's something else going on in their heads that they don't want to use that kind of stuff to scare people, but they're pulled back for some reason?
Let me try to answer the question when we come back in the second hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.